We're talking about Checker. I mean, yesterday about Checker. How the media of Coach Brock was MS. Okay. Which we said that means that when some, the only thing that could really be MS in this world is a Coach Brock, but that's how he defines it, things to be his. So, okay. Now, he brings a story now. The story is like this. I'm going to say the story outside. Omar Rava, it's Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mreishav Amina, like a Kushta Ba'alma. I thought that there's no such thing as truth in the world anymore.
Truth?
Yeah. Then you're saying
Who's saying
in
that?
the Gemara. You thought that people just started saying that nowadays. When you watch the news. You can't trust anyone. There's no truth in this world anymore. It's been going on for 2,000 years, people are complaining about this. So Omar Li, Hahumer, Abonav, Rav Tavas, Shmei. There was a Yid, Rav Tavos, and Rav Tavos would not be Meshani, would not say falsehood, no matter what. Zimno Chadei Asa Shmei. He went towards a city, and there was a city called Kushta. Kushta means truth. Meshani. In that city, nobody ever said anything false. And no one ever died. In the raw, from a freak accident or anything like that. Nasivi Itza. I married someone, I got married, everything was great. I'm living in that city for a while. Got married in there, got married, had two kids. One day, Havayasu Devisu, his wife was inside bathing, Tarfa, and somebody came, a neighbor came and knocked on the door. Sorry, he said, Lav Arachar, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to say that she's bathing. That's sneistic. Amar Lois, he said to the neighbor, Leisa, she's not home. Shchivu and the two children died
Ooh,
on the spot.
his children?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, in the people of the city came and said, two young children died here. What happened? Making an investigation. You went against the rules of the city. Oh, that's what you said. She wasn't home. She was home. Please, control it, man. Puk mass and get out of here. You're going against the rules of the city. You can no longer live here. You're putting us all in danger. Do not bring death into our city.
Is this a
It's a story in the
theoretical
Gemara.
story or a story?
Story in the Gemara.
If anybody learned a lesson, that was him.
Brutal.
It's not a matter of learning a lesson. It's a matter of the Midah. It's a matter of the Midah. No, meaning to say, if you would live anywhere else, it wouldn't die. Meaning, it's this place was for people that are living on that level.
Sorry, this is
And
Kasha for Meister, but Meister, you should be able to stay now. He's not going to do what he's going to.
no, but I think it's about your Midah. It means you are a
He's
person with
not
these
going to
Midahs.
correct that meat. Can't change the meat.
Second, the shulach comes to the door, and the kid says, "My father says he's not home."
My father said to say he's not home, right? Yeah. No, I was just saying, we were talking before about this. And then we kept on saying, well, that's how people talk. I'm not sure that's an answer. There's that. So I'm not sure, I'm not convinced that's an answer. That's how people talk. Sounds like from this Gemara, you have to really be medactic about the way to speak. Now, it could be very, very, very crazy. You could get very caught. Like everything has to be like, sometimes it becomes very difficult to see anything. But anyway, so the meat of MS it requires a tremendous chizik. Because we live in the world of Sheker. We live in the world of it doesn't really matter what you say, it matters what you accomplish. So say what you need to say, it doesn't matter. And there's no real value to a word is a word, all that stuff. So it's a very important midah It's in the fundamental of a person. Because if a person is not emes with the outside, he will never be emes with himself either. He's never going to really come to an understanding of himself. I heard once in an interview with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they interviewed him once for Leiv Remember the old days, they were there 15 years ago, they were doing these interviews. Whatever. Anyway, so they interviewed Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So they asked him different questions about chinuch. And he said, is it appropriate to hit a child? So he said, well, probably not.
Is it appropriate to have a child?
Need to hit a child.
Oh, to hit a child.
Yeah. Don't remember what he said. These things said, did your father ever hit you? Yeah, only once. And then they said, what was it for? Imagine. So he said, the only time my father ever hit me is when I said something that wasn't true. So anyway, it's interesting. Meaning to say, I guess because the more we impart on our children the importance of saying the truth, sometimes we encourage our children to lie.
Heard this.
I heard it. I heard it from him. I mean, it was live. It was a live video. That's what he said. But sometimes we encourage our children to lie because we put them in a situation that, like, what are we going to say the truth? So, it's probably better off encouraging the MS. Okay, further. The next Indian, let's talk about Chil Hashem. A person has to be very, very mishtadel in Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Chilul the Kavod Shemayim, Shaninu, Echad Shoigeg, Ah, Chil Hashem. So Chil Hashem, this is a strong chapter, Yud-Aleph 11. So a person should not do anything which will bring Lidei Chil Hashem Shemayim. What is an example of a Chil Hashem? Amarav, listen to this. You think Chil Hashem is, I don't know, a bunch of guys throwing stones, I don't know, doing weird things. So Amarav, Kagan, another Shakil Nabisomitapko. If I am a Rav and I buy food on credit from the butcher and I don't pay him right away, if he
Yeah.
could think for a few minutes that maybe I'm not going to pay, that's a Chil Hashem way.
On whose behalf? On the.
On the Rav, yeah, I'm a Rav
Oh, I'm right.
and I don't pay on time. I plan to pay, but I didn't pay when he thinks I should be paying. So that's already a chilasha. So you see from here that the chil Hashem is relative. It's not. It's subjective. It's not objective. It's according to what the expectation of the person is. The more a person is refined, the more a person is involved in ruchnius, the more ben adam l'chaveiro he should have as well. And the way he acts towards people is going to be judged. People are very upset that how come the world always judges us, on a different, seems to be on a different scale. If you have a Jewish guy put in jail, all of a sudden becomes the front story line, whatever, where everyone's doing that. So the Teretz is they're not wrong, actually, because that person. There is a higher expectation from him, Be'etzem. It's subjective. It is subjective. We're allowed to expect more from him than from him. Now, Ve'inyan, he explains, Shekol Adam Lufi Madrigasa, Hadar, Bilti. Every person, according to what he is in that generation, has to make sure to do that which is expected of him. The more chashav is, the more he needs to be marbe and being careful in avodas Hashem. And if he doesn't do it, he's going to cause a tremendous chilul Hashem. Ki kavra teru shmishmar ba limud ba yar became be yoshev to kram this, because it is the cover of the Torah itself that the more a person is learned in Torah, the more he perfects his character as well. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.